The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Samach Tes. The Mishnah on this daf discusses the halacha that besides for the halacha that a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen is allowed to eat truma by virtue of the fact that she's married to him, and the Torah calls her King and Kasbai, and therefore King and Kesef is allowed to eat Truma. There's another halacha that if a Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen and they had children together, even if subsequently the Kohen dies, if this Bas Yisrael still has children that are alive from that Kohen, the halacha is she can still eat Truma based on the fact that those descendants of the Kohen are still living. And the Mishnah goes on to say, it's a chiddush, if there are descendants, even if the descendants of those descendants are not Kohenim, they could be a mamzer, they could be a zor, but they are descendants of originally of a child, a son who was a Kohen, therefore she is allowed to continue eating chumo based on that fact. Now, the Achroinim have a discussion over here. How do we understand this halacha? This halacha that a Eishes Kohen, somebody who was married to a Kohen, and the Kohen is no longer alive, is allowed to eat Truma because she has a son or descendants that came from the Kohen, a son who is a Kohen. How do we understand that halacha? Do we say that just like the halacha is that marriage to a Kohen enables somebody to eat Truma, so too, having a son who is a Kohen also enables one to eat Truma. In which case you would say that the ability to eat Truma, that heter to eat Truma, comes directly from the son himself. The son is what gives the power to his mother to eat Truma. The other way to look at it is no. It's not the power of the son. The Torah doesn't say that the son is the one who gives the mother, his mother, the ability to eat Truma. Really, we said before, the halacha is she was once married to a Kohen. And being married to a Kohen is what gives this woman the ability to eat Truma. And we say so long as this marriage caused her to have children, and these children are still alive. So in a certain sense, this marriage of this Bas Yisrael to the Kohen is still Kayim, it still exists. Because you see, there's still children in the world. So in this situation, we say that the fact that there are children from this marriage keeps this marriage going. In a certain extent, in the halachas of Truma, she's still considered that she's married in a sense to this Kohen. And it is her husband, that Kohen, who gives her the ability to eat Truma. These are the two tzadim. So in short, the two sides, the tzadim that the achrayim's chakira, the way they understand this shaila is, do we say that the reason why a mother of a kohen, someone who has descendants of a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma because her son gives her the ability to eat truma, or is it the deceased husband that gives her the ability to eat truma? This is the question. That would seemingly be a clear raya from the Mishnah to one of these two tzadim. Because a very simple nafkemino, a very simple difference between these two tzadim is what would be if this woman has a child who is a kohen, but she was never married to a kohen. Let's say she was nezana with a kohen, and without being married to the kohen, she had a son who was a kohen. Would she be allowed to eat truma because she has a son who is a kohen, even though she never had a husband who was a kohen? If we say that it's the son who allows the mother to eat truma, so in this case the son would allow the mother to eat truma. If we say that the son is just a proof that there was once a husband who allowed her to eat truma, and the husband is still allowing her to eat truma, that's only true if they were married. But since in this case they were never married, the fact that she has a son would not allow her to eat truma because there was never any husband, she was never married to a kohen, that does not allow her to eat truma. So in fact, the Mishnah over here on Samach Tes Beis says clearly that even if she has a son through a Bias Nus, and she was never actually married to a Kohen, still the Mishnah says, and we say the ben, the son, does allow his mother to eat truma. So it would seem that we should have a clear proof from this Mishnah to this halacha, that the reason why the mother is allowed to eat truma comes directly from the son and does not come through the husband at all. However, in reality, this is not so simple at all. And in fact, we find there is a discussion, possibly a machloikis between the achroidim and how to understand this. We find a Mishnah later on in Yevamos, on Daf Pevav and Beis, in the top of Pezayinim and Aleph, that discusses the following scenario. The halacha is that a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen and who has a child from that marriage, who is a Kohen, we said she's allowed to eat truma. So the Mishnah says, what's the halacha if the Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen, she had a child who was a Kohen, and the husband died? And now she gets remarried to somebody who's not a Kohen. She remarries a Yisrael. And she has a baby from this Yisrael. And afterwards, the husband dies. So this lady is left with two children. She's not married anymore. She has a child who is a Kohen. One child a Kohen. And one child is a Yisrael. Is she allowed to eat truma or not? So the Mishnah on Pevav and Beis says that in this case, where she has her first child who is a Kohen and the second child is a Yisrael, the halacha is she is not allowed to eat truma. Then the Mishnah continues, what about the other way around? The halacha is a bas kohen, the daughter of a kohen, is allowed to eat truma. However, if she marries a Yisrael, so long as she's married to Yisrael, she is not allowed to eat truma. Furthermore, if her husband, the Yisrael, dies, if she still has children that are alive from that marriage, she is still not allowed to eat truma unless her children die. So the Mishnah discusses this scenario where the Bas Kohen was married to Yisrael and she has children, and the halacha now becomes that she is not allowed to eat truma, and then her husband dies and now she goes and she marries a Kohen and she has a child from the Kohen and the husband dies. So here we have a scenario which is similar to the first case, but instead of being a Bas Yisrael that has two children, one is a Kohen, one is Yisrael, we have a Bas Kohen who has two children. The first is a Yisrael, the second child is a Kohen. And what is the halacha in this case? Here the Mishnah says that she is allowed to eat truma. So here we have a very difficult Mishnah. We have these two women, both of them have two children, one child who is a Yisrael, one child who is a Kohen. And the Bas Yisrael, we say, she is not allowed to eat truma. And the Bas Kohen, to the Bas Kohen, we say that she is allowed to eat truma. So make up your mind. The fact that she has two children, a child is a Kohen, a child is a Yisrael, does that allow her to eat truma? Or does that not allow her to eat truma? How are we to understand this Mishnah, this halacha? So the Aruch HaNer over there says that if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Trumas Perek Vov, the Rambam gives a clear explanation for why these two cases are different. And the Rambam says that we always have to look at whichever marriage was the most prior to that this woman experienced. In the first case of the Mishnah, we have a Bas Yisrael who first married a Kohen, and then she married Yisrael. So we say, true, that her first child from her first marriage was a Kohen, but since her last child from her last marriage was Yisrael, so we say it's as if we say that we look at that last marriage, and this, since that last marriage does not allow her to eat truma, so she's not allowed to eat truma, even though a prior marriage would have allowed to eat truma. Whereas in the second case of the Mishnah, where we have a Bas Kohen, the case of the Mishnah was where the Bas Kohen first married a Bas Yisrael and had a child, and then she married a Bas Kohen and had a child. So since her last marriage, the last marriage that she had, was to a Kohen, and that produced a child that will continue to allow her to eat truma, so therefore we look at the last marriage, and the last marriage which gives her a status of a Kohen, a Kohenis, and therefore she is allowed to eat truma. This is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says we look at the Benot HaAchroin. And in fact, the Rambam says the words Echelis Mepnei Benot HaAchroin. Why? Shaharei Hu Machilo, because the son feeds the mother, allows the mother to eat, Kimoy Shehechilo Aviv, just like the father gave her the ability to eat. So we see that the Rambam understood that the way that the son causes the mother to eat truma is because we look as if the marriage to the father is still in existence. And therefore we say, just like if the father was alive, the marriage would allow, in the case of a Bas Kohen to Yisrael, would allow her to eat truma. And who had in the other way, when the Bas Yisrael is married to a Yisrael, the last marriage was to a Yisrael, we look at it as if the husband is still alive. And if the husband is still alive, the husband is Yisrael, that's not allowed to eat truma. And therefore, the way we understand this halacha is according to this yisoid. This yisoid that we say, that we look at the son, whenever there's a son, we look at it as if the marriage is still in existence. Obviously, that can only mean the last marriage. So we understand why the Rambam says we only look at the last marriage and we do not look at any prior marriages, because whenever a person is married twice, the last marriage is the one that we can say is still in existence and is still kayim in this halacha of eating or not eating truma. So that's why the Rambam says that we look at it as if the husband is still giving a truma, and therefore we say that whichever marriage is last. And therefore, if this is the halacha would be that even if I have a Bas Yisrael that's married, that has two children, that was married to a Kohen, was married to Yisrael, but it was the other way around from the Mishnah, that first she married a Yisrael and she had a child, and then she married a Kohen and had a child, and then the husband died. Since if the last marriage was a marriage to a Kohen, she would be allowed to eat truma. And the same thing would be a Bas Kohen that's married to a Yisrael. If a Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael last, and their first marriage was to a Kohen, then we would say that she is not allowed to eat truma. So all this would be explained according to the other tzad. We said that the only reason why the child allows the mother to eat is because it's as if the husband is still alive and allows her to eat. So the chayra of this Mishnah should be a clear riot to the opposite tzad. Not like what we said before, that it's the son himself that causes her to eat. However, the Aruch HaNer himself says that there is another possibility. There's another way to understand this Mishnah. And if we understand this Mishnah according to that other explanation, there won't be any raya, and therefore we could possibly explain that it's the child himself that causes the mother to eat. The Aruch HaNer says it could be that the difference between the two cases, again, the cases where you have a Bas Yisrael with two children, and a Bas Kohen with two children, and the Mishnah says that a Bas Yisrael with two children cannot eat truma, and the Bas Kohen with two children could eat truma, says the Aruch HaNer, could be the difference is not whichever marriage came last. True that the Rambam says that's the difference. But without the Rambam, we could say a different difference. We can say that the difference is between whether the woman herself is a Bas Yisrael or the woman is a Bas Kohen. When a woman has two children, if the children themselves are the ones that allow the woman to eat, so this woman has a contradiction. On the one hand, she has one child who is a Yisrael, and she has one child who is a Kohen. In the case of a Bas Yisrael, the child that's a Kohen allows her to eat, and the child that's a Yisrael does not allow her to eat. So could she eat or can she eat? She has one child that allows her to eat and one child that doesn't allow her to eat. Says the Aruch HaNer, so in order to answer this theory, in order to correct this contradiction, so we look at the status of the woman herself. If the woman herself is also a Bas Kohen, so then we could use the fact that she's a Bas Kohen to overcome the fact that she has a child who is a Yisrael, and therefore together with the fact that she has a child who is a Kohen, that will allow her to eat truma. Whereas the Bas Yisrael, since she herself is a Yisrael and is not allowed to eat truma, so the fact that she has a son who is a Kohen is not enough to let her eat truma, because she also has another child who is Yisrael, and that those two things, the fact that she is a Bas Yisrael and she has a child who is Yisrael, together do not allow her to eat truma. So according to this explanation, the difference would not be whichever marriage took place last. According to this explanation, the difference would be between a Bas Kohen and a Bas Yisrael. And this explanation would explain, well, according to the other tzad in Erech HaKira, that the reason why a child allows the mother to eat is not because it's as if she's still married to the Kohen or she's still married to the Yisrael. The reason why she's allowed to eat comes because of the child itself.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.